This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. One Tokyo equities dealer looked around his office today and said this: "It's like a funeral in here." He was speaking after another day of steep stock price declines in Tokyo and other markets in Asia. The Nikkei index fell 5.7%. That's the biggest one-day drop since the September 11 attacks. And that comes after yesterday's big drop in markets around the world. We're going now to Andrew Wood, the Asia markets correspondent for the Financial Times. He is in Hong Kong. And Mr. Wood, is it like a funeral where you are?
It certainly has been pretty gloomy in the markets. People I'm speaking to today were saying that this is beginning to look a bit like a crash. Here in Hong Kong, shares were down 8.7%, and in India, they fell as much as 13% during the day, although they did recover a bit later. I mean, certainly there's a lot of catching up going on at the moment. I think people are beginning to realize that perhaps the subprime crisis in America is going to be worse than we thought, or at least the effects will be worse than we thought. There's really not much confidence in President Bush's stimulus package. And there's just a whole myriad of other small stories like people trying to raise extra money on the markets and the markets not being able to sustain that and so on that's been affecting the mood and the sentiment today.
What made things especially frantic in India where, as I understand it, one major stock exchange actually had to close temporarily?
Yes, it did. It was, in fact, that was Bombay, Mumbai. I mean, that closed because the shares just opened and just plummeted 11% almost immediately, so that they suspended trading for an hour, and then the shares bounced a bit but fell yet again down to 13%. Don't forget in India as well. I mean, India was rising even after many other Asian stock markets had started to fall as the second wave of subprime worries started to hit the markets over the Christmas period, over the holiday period and so on. And India, I remember talking to one analyst, he said, you know, sort of like basically been defying gravity for the past couple of months, and it had to fall sooner or later, and it's beginning to fall quite sharply now.
Now that leads to another question. Are Asian economies, which are obviously linked with our own in the United States, are they strong enough to survive a big drop in stocks?
At the moment, they can survive a big stock in drop. That's to a certain extent is a symptom of worries about what's happening. Now, of course, you know, stock markets tend to look forward and think and try to anticipate whether, you know, the future is going to be better or worse, whether profits are going to go up or down. At the moment, they're saying, well, there's so much uncertainty over America, there's a good chance that profits are going to be down. I think that if you look at Asian economies, though, talking to a lot of economists, I mean, places like China, for example, China is still growing at, 11% a year. That's, you know, a fantastic rate of growth. If it can sustain that, even if it loses 1% or 2% as a result of worries about what's going on in America, you're getting to that stage where there's a lot more sort of like internal trading, domestic demand and so on. And I think there's a big hope that certainly that will be able to sustain Asia over the next few months, that perhaps once all of the froth has been taken off the stock markets and you look at the clear liquid underneath, you realize that Asian economies actually are performing relatively well. They're relatively debt-free. They're doing, you know, all sorts of, you know, very ordinary type things like building infrastructure and expanding bank account services and so on. And that there's a lot of growth there in Asia still that hasn't been reflected yet.
You know, when you talk about getting the froth off and looking at the clear liquid underneath, I begin to get this image of stock traders in Asia really needing a beer.
I think there's a lot of them down in the pubs of Hong Kong tonight. I might go and join them a little later.
Andrew Wood is the Asia markets correspondent at the Financial Times. He is in Hong Kong. Thanks very much.
Thanks.